Lullaby, bye, goodbye, Boo. Lullaby, bye, goodbye, Boo.
One Tuesday morning and decided to go for a walk in the tomato field behind her house. As she was walking along, she saw a magnificently tall, invisible tree and decided to climb up in it. She found the foliage-covered branches so comfortable that she fell fast asleep. She was still asleep when nightfall came, and her mother became frantic with worry. She ran from house to house, asking everyone she saw if they had seen Nikki or knew where she was. Soon the whole town was aware of Nikki's disappearance, and they immediately started the search.
Looking for Nikki Coco. They looked on rooftops and the trees in the park, the Stromboli even shouted down the well.
Nikki Coco, if you're down there, give a yell.
But he didn't hear a yell, and so the search went on. Everybody's still looking for Nikki Coco. They asked the stuttering organ grinder in the square. They said, showed up fast asleep, very peaceful in her invisible tree, eating mangoes in a dream. So the search went on.
Some people were beginning to lose hope. They all kept searching, and never did Nikki leave their thoughts. One day, an owl happened to fly past Nikki, still sleeping soundly up in the invisible tree, and rushed back to tell the townspeople. After an owl translator was called in, and the owl's wonderful message was understood, the whole town joyously followed the owl back to the invisible tree, where little Nikki was still fast asleep. They all cheered when they saw her, and Nikki finally awoke as they lifted her up above their heads and marched victoriously back into town, where they had a huge party in honor of her return, and sang this song.